Welcome everyone to the Apocalypse Podcast. I'm Steve. He is
Dr. Van Beek.
Yes, in the flesh.
Yeah, I need a one name title like Gandalf or Saruman or Froggy.
Froggy is what you pick out of that list. Okay. My friend, it is good to see you. And for those of you who can't see you, you're missing something special tonight. I just want you to know that.
My haircut.
He looks great. Lynn, he looks great. Absolutely great. So there. I didn't say anything bad, but yet I kind of alluded that I was saying something that you don't like. That's all I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. My friend, tonight we're looking at Galatians 2. Anything you want to say in introduction?
No. I think we'll just, as we go along, I'll say all this stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, folks, for those of you playing the at-home edition of the Apocalypse Podcast, if you could get out your Bibles or your Bible apps or whatever you want, or you could just listen to my dulcet tones as I read out the scripture to you. Galatians 2, starting at verse 1. After 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation, and meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders, I presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. I wanted to be sure that I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. And yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you.
Yeah, now you're going to get two things here. Now notice he said, I was, after 14 years, I went up again. And the scholars, they have all different ideas about this. I almost wished, when Gandalf was looking for the ring, not in the movie, it sounds really quick, but in the book, he was away for 17 years looking through the manuscripts and drinking a lot of stuff and smoking his pipe. And so I was hoping he had said 14 years, because I could have made that tight connection. But Paul was away for 14 years. Some think this was actually the 3 years that he mentions in chapter 1 is a part of these 14 years.
Okay.
Something said he wasn't actually gone for 14 years, but he was ministering this whole time. So it wasn't that he went away, to college and then came back and, finished his doctorate degree and then started ministering. He was, and they'll put this 14 years either at Acts chapter 11 or Acts chapter 15. And both of those, and I think it's going to be 11 when you get down further, I'll tell you why. But both of those are Jerusalem councils when the church meets together to make decisions. And so Paul said that, and he said, I presented the gospel to the Gentiles, and I wanted to make sure that this wasn't the wrong thing to do. And that's why he went back to them after 14 years, just to make sure that everything was good. And he says, Titus was a Greek. And remember, only Jewish people were circumcised in those days.
Right.
When you were younger, they started doing all people in North America because they felt like it was healthy. But in those days, only Jewish people. Actually, Jewish people that wanted to run in the Greek games, because the Greek games were, of course, done in the nude, they would actually have that sewn back on so that they could participate and kind of be Greek. They thought being Greek was, these men were much, much tougher than, than the men of today, in the days before, extensive anesthetics. So anyway, but now these false believers that came in again, he's being pretty harsh, I think. He's right. I mean, it's Paul and it's scripture, so I better not say anything else. But where I think he's harsh is when he talks about the false believers, he's again talking about the Jewish guys that they called the Judaizers,
right,
that became Christians but felt they should still follow the law.
Right.
And I want to be a little more gentle on them, but because they were saying that what he was doing was so wrong with the Gentiles, then Paul in his inimitable way would get very angry.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Paul was the right guy to say, be angry and sin not, because because he seems to have known anger pretty steadily throughout his life.
On a regular basis. He was friends with him, almost, you could say.
Yeah. Oh, remember the Hulk. Remember the Hulk. He only becomes the Hulk when he gets angry, and she says, how do you do it? And he says, I'm always angry. So it's never much of a move to become the Hulk.
Yeah.
So,
Verse 6 now. For those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were, makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who is at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas.
No, let's just stop. Oh, yeah, keep going. James and Cephas. I was just going to say, so these guys are going to decide, and you're going to read that, and I apologize for that, but they're going to decide that they're going to go to the Jewish people, and Paul's going to go to the Gentiles. But do remember that in the book of Acts, at least as far as the literature goes, Peter was the first to go to the Gentiles, because he goes to Cornelius's house.
Right.
So now Paul may have been ministering during that time as well, because he becomes a Christian in Acts chapter 9. But in Acts chapter 10, Peter is actually the first to take the gospel to the Gentiles as far as the actual disciples go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And 9, James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do all along.
Yeah, and he says they didn't expect me to do anything with these Gentiles except bring them unto Christ. And actually, he was raising money for Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's where, when he was doing his travels, that's where he was raising money for, because the Christians were taking it so hard in Jerusalem, or they were having such a difficult time.
Yeah. Okay.
Verse
11 now. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy.
Yeah, you'd almost wish there was some other term they could start using.
That's right. Yeah. So that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray.
Yeah. And so even my good buddy Barnabas. And so the way Paul says it, it sounds so devious. You know,
right.
And they're all being led astray. Now, this, I believe they're talking about Acts chapter 11 here. Because in Acts chapter 11, Peter hangs back, and Paul actually, in the beginning of it, they're quite together. And Peter's talking about what he did for the Gentiles and all that. But later on, Paul comes against him and says, you're starting to back off. But he makes it sound so awful. But remember, these are Christian guys who have spent their whole life in the Jewish law.
Mm-hmm.
These Judaizers, and Peter and them too. They spent their whole life in the Jewish law, and so for them to accept Christ and still follow the Jewish law would not seem like a bad thing.
Right.
But in Acts chapter 15, when the council gets together again. James says, there's just a few things I don't want you to... Look, they can be Christians. It's going to be fine. There's just a few things I don't want them to do. Eat meat cooked in its own blood. Eat meat sacrificed to idols. Sexual immorality. And then something else, too. But basically, most of what it is has to do with table manners. Where they're saying, yeah, if they would just be... not quite so gross to eat with. We can live with everything else. Like 600 and something laws, 660 laws?
Yeah.
600 laws anyway, just over 600 laws. Yeah. And they pick out these eating things.
It's like saying to somebody, if you wear deodorant, fine, you can come in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to help you. But from a bit of a distance.
Yeah, that's right. All right, verse 14. When I saw
Paul, I forgot to say this as well. I'm so sorry.
No, no.
But I like that Paul says, even though they were a high esteem, it made no difference to me at all. Remember? And so he was like, these are the main guys from the church. I didn't care. He was a big man himself at one time.
Right.
And he didn't care. He didn't care. I saw a little thing on the comedian Norm MacDonald. And it was on the show that you gave me, where Conan O'Brien, where the guy with Conan said of Norm, said, he doesn't care at all what anybody thinks, and he scares me a little bit. It's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
And I think Paul was just a little bit of a loose cannon.
Right.
And they were like, I wish he could rein it in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Paul was so sure of what he believed in, wasn't he? He was so unbelievably sure that this is who the Christ that he represented is.
Yeah, he was a brilliant man. Mm-hmm. You remember him saying, you know, your great learning has driven you mad. Agrippa said that to him, right?
Yeah.
And he was as far as we can tell, he was a brilliant scholar.
Yeah.
And people figured that out. But he had he was like Stephen in that sense. He had no reins on the tongue at all. When it came to the things of Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Ah, yes, Stephen. Who would have been set free, except all you Jews who killed Jesus, by the way.
Yeah. He had him okay, and then he just let it all go.
It worked out. Verse 14. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, you are a Jew, and yet you live like a Gentile, and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force the Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? Paul, slap.
Yeah.
We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified in faith in Christ, not by the works of the law, but because of the works of the law, no one will be justified.
Yeah, and this is why I think Paul's books, people say it's faith. There's nothing you can do to earn this, right? And it's why his books don't talk about righteous living very, very much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that he's constantly fighting is people who think they're righteous over other people. And so he's always pushing, it's faith above all. It's faith and nothing else. Mm-hmm. It's not faith and, it's just faith. So when the other guys come in, like James, and say, oh no, I recognize your faith by the things you're doing. Mm-hmm. See, they're not opposing what Paul's saying, but his argument has to be so strong on faith alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's always pushing it that way. And that's why people think that there's a big gap between Paul and James and the other gospels, even like Matthew and Mark and Luke.
Right. And as all these people would have known, right? They would have known that you provide loyalty to whatever deity that you worship by simply doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul redraws that map completely and says, no. We start with faith and we do things out of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been so weird to these people to turn that corner.
Yeah. And there were times when I was in my early Christianity where I thought, I wish it just was a set of rules I had to follow. Mm-hmm. That would be so much easier than this is.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older and screwing up everything in my life, I'm just glad that it's faith.
Ah, yes. Here we are, folks. Here we are, just being honest before you. 17. But if in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes that? Sorry, I just got to read this because I'm just stumbling over the whole thing. But if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. What if I rebuild? If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. For through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what he's saying, right? He says, don't go back to your former faith. He will say later on, let's press ahead. I press ahead. I press on. I would be a lawbreaker if I went back. And I just can't. I have to live through the crucified Christ that lives in me. Mm-hmm. And you don't really need to say too much else there, do you?
No.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful thing. It really is such a beautiful thing.
It really is. I think this man would have been horrifically difficult to be around, and yet you would want to be around him.
Yeah. 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 The most annoying successful missionary ever.
Yes. And he has the scars to prove it.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Folks, I hope you so enjoyed this tonight. I mean, I enjoyed the book of Galatians. I really love what Larry's bringing out in this book of Paul just battling against this thing that wants to turn them back into a simple religion. And Paul's begging them to come to faith in Christ. As always, we're thankful that you listen to us. We enjoy doing this for you. But you know, we'll be back again next week with chapter 3. Until then, I was Steve, he was Larry, and this was the Apocalypse.